Mr. Anderson left the room. Soon the children could hear hammering in the garage. "Ow!" the carpenter shouted. I hit my finger, but I guess I'll live. "Ow! Ow!" "I wonder if that's the carpenter who made the blocks," said Millie. As soon as everyone was in the car, the Andersons left for the zoo. On the way, they saw a car which had driven a little bit off the road. It was stuck in the mud, and one of its rear wheels was spinning whenever it tried to go. R, 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 R. Mr. Anderson drove past the car that was stuck in the mud. "Did you see the driver's face?" asked the cowboy. "He looked as disgusted as my big brother did the day he broke his best bat." "How did he break his bat?" asked Millie. "He hit the ball with the wrong side of the bat, and it split into two pieces. He said, 'Aw, aw.'" Soon, Millie and the cowboy and the Andersons reached the zoo. As they walked down some steps, Millie asked, "What's that barking noise from over by the pool?" They all looked around. "It's a seal," said the cowboy, "waiting for the keeper to throw him a fish. He's barking like this.
Oi, 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 oi."
"You're right," said Millie, "but we can't spend much time watching the seals. We still haven't found that treasure."